Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Sinners Report Daily Podcast. So glad you joined us. Well, it's 9/11, and we are remembering today how things can happen suddenly, but God always lets us know His plans. So let's listen to the Lord in this hour and remember what happened so that our hearts are prepared to listen for the future.
With your kindness, you surprise me. With your faithfulness, remind me. You will always come to find me when I've lost my way. And in you, I live and breathe. 'Cause in you, I have all I need. Here in this love I found, here in the blood of Christ, I have discovered truth that sets me free.
Well, that's the only truth we have, isn't it? The blood of Jesus and what He is for us. Well, it's 9/11. It is September 11, 2023. It's been a long time since the event of 9/11 in 2001, but we're remembering today, you know, the whole picture of what it means when it suddenly happens in the world. I felt led to talk about a little bit today because of the warning that I was given from the Lord recently about a coming storm. Let me just let you feel it again. I think it's important that we remember. I found a couple audio clips of a news report when it was happening, and then some of the people on the streets talking as it was happening. So let's get a taste of that, and then we'll bring the warning and pray for our nations today.
We were there on the day that will live in infamy. Inside Edition's Matt Mahar was one of the first reporters on the scene.
Hey, a big explosion has just occurred. Everyone is running from the entire financial district now. The smoke is filling the entire area. Let's go. Come on, go, Brad, go. Stop shooting, Brad, go.
Cameraman Brad Waite captured moments never to be forgotten.
Mayor, any idea how this happened?
No, not right now.
Correspondent April Woodard was already there when she encountered Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who was getting his first look at the disaster.
As you can see, there's debris all over. It looks like it's snowing out here in downtown Manhattan.
Cameraman Steve Shapiro found himself in the midst of the chaos as day turned to night. Shapiro recorded scenes of utter devastation. It was almost apocalyptic.
Everybody go down to the sub-basement.
He followed these desperate people as they sought safety in a bomb shelter.
Come on, let's get in here.
A filmmaker who was shooting plumes of smoke was pulled into a juice bar just as daylight turned to dark.
Oh my God! You're right! Oh my God, you saved my life!
Others hid in a deli. Unforgettable moments from one of America's most tragic days.
Came in like a missile, like a fireball missile across from the New York Harbor side, I guess from the Newark direction. It came in like a spear. It just speared through the building like a fireball.
You can see the cut of the incision into the building is sideways, so the plane was slightly on its side, and that's why it made me think maybe it was in distress. But then when it obviously hit, there was almost no doubt that it was intentional.
I dropped the phone, and I just, my arms dropped to my side, and I just heard everybody in the office say, "Get out, get out." And then it was when I was heading down on 27, just about 27, didn't hear an explosion. All of a sudden, the staircase moved and a crack in the wall appeared, maybe about 6 or 8 inches. I kept on looking at the numbers coming down the stairwell, 15, 14, counting, and then I actually thought, all right, I can make it. And when I got out, I looked like I've never seen war up close, but today I have.
I said, that's going to go down like the first one. And it came down, and it was just this sound, this rumble, and this mass cloud coming at us. It's intense.
At that point, we decided just to get out of there. People were just going crazy at that point, evacuating.
Everybody go straight. This ambulance is about 100 feet ahead.
How are people getting off the island right now?
Right now, they're walking. A lot of people were getting them to the bridges, and they're walking over the 59th Street Bridge, they're walking over the Brooklyn Bridge.
Long Island Railroad, limited service. New Jersey, if you want to get to New Jersey, folks, you have to go to 34th and 11th at the Jacob Javits Center. They will assist you getting to New Jersey. Long Island Railroad, limited service, city subways.
Wow, quite dramatic sounds. And most of us who were alive and of age, we remember this day really well. I remember I'd had men's prayer that morning. It was a Tuesday morning. I remember it well. And we had gone to have breakfast, and we were eating at McDonald's, and somebody came in and told us. And I immediately went to the fitness center where I work out, and I knew they had televisions. And so we went there and we watched it. It was quite interesting for me, as I always joke about it. I had a bunch of, I call these soccer moms, that always worked out every morning reading Left Behind books. And they knew I was a pastor. They asked me, Pastor Jim, is this it? Is Jesus coming back? You know, I'm not here to lie and say that those are some of the signs. You talk about that. It talks about that, I should say, in Matthew 24. When it says you're going to be hearing wars and rumors of wars, and you're going to see that, it says, see that you're not frightened, for these things must take place, but that is not yet the end, for nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes, but all these things are merely the beginning of the birth pangs. And then it goes on to the warning. I think the important part for us is, Jesus said, see to it that you are not frightened. You know, this passage would soon be fulfilled some few years after his death, the first time, I should say, you know, when the Romans came and burned Jerusalem and the temple was destroyed. And I imagine many who would have had his teachings would have thought, this is it. Now he's coming back, you know, 2,000 years ago. I think there are many forms or birth pangs, you know. As you know, when you're having a baby, if you're a lady, you know, if you're a husband, you've watched it, the birth pangs start sometimes early, and they intensify as they get closer, and we know that we're getting closer to that day. Now, my warning that I gave, and I've given it here many times, is I was in a service, I had a vision, I saw a storm, but I saw the calm before the storm. And I heard the Lord, I believe, like audibly in my mind say, this is the calm before the storm. But when it hits, it will fill the church houses. And then in my spirit, man, the closest thing I could remember, because, you know, God taps into your data bank, whatever you have in your brain, in your life. It was the closest thing I could remember was a 9/11 event. And so I thought it was appropriate to talk about it today, not that I want to glorify the evil that occurred that day in New York City, but to remember is very important. Unfortunately, our president has chosen today to not commemorate it the way all of the presidents have before. And that, for that, I repent for our leadership of a nation, that we should remember these families and all those that have suffered through all this. Not that we want to glorify, like I said, the tragedy, but I do want to remember, lest you forget, it'll happen again. And I think that's one of the great warnings there is. So we know that God has foretold us that these events will happen. This last weekend, if you watch, there was a massive earthquake in Morocco. I don't know what the numbers are. Last I read, 2,000 plus, maybe more. They're trying to get the areas, the mountainous areas that they can't even get to yet, so they don't even know what the numbers will be there. And for us as believers, this is just a wake-up call. Like, God, keep us close to you. Keep us in that place with you where you forewarn us, number one, but you also strengthen us to be a light and a salt. And then remember, my vision said the church houses will be filled. And we cannot be like the world that is frightened. I believe they're coming to the church because they're frightened. That's what I felt in my encounter, that they'll come and they'll be looking for answers. As we've talked about it before, the first time in 2001 when this happened, the church houses were filled again. Prayer meetings were popping up everywhere. Everybody wanted to pray. Of course, we had been praying. And people were calling me, "We got a prayer meeting." So I'm like, "We've been having them. It should have been here." You know, we were foreseeing some of these things. I know it was Kim Clement, I believe, the Lord told him to go to New York. He felt something ominous was about to happen and to pray. So, oh, why didn't he stop it? Well, maybe his prayer stopped it from being worse. That's where we have to understand God's wisdom in the midst of that. You know, the other plane at least, the one that crashed in Pennsylvania, as the people, you know, took over the cockpit and took it down to save it from coming to D.C. We also know the one that hit the Pentagon. So these were things that were happening. The enemy was trying to create chaos. It was a Islamic spirit, a demonic Islamic spirit that was invading the earth. And that day, if you ask me, for my lifetime, and today I know is my birthday, but you know it too. Some of you were there yesterday when they celebrated for me. But from that moment to today, the world changed. It's never been the same. That's how one moment can change history. Think about the death and resurrection of Jesus. That one moment in time changed the world, changed the universe, changed everything. So as bad as this was, because it's changed everything, changed how we do security. Every time you go through these security lines at an airport and have to go through all the processes, you can go back to 9/11, and that's when it really started. Big time. I think it started before that with hijackings of the PLO, way back when Arafat was endorsing hijackings. But security all around the world has had to ramp up because of one event. And I want to say this. We need an event from the Lord to come. Let's see if God will not show out in the midst of crisis. I believe he will. So when these storms come, we're responsible to not be frightened. We're responsible to be light and salt to those around us and trust that the Lord knew and prepared our hearts. Stay low in this hour. Stay humble in this hour. That's how you're going to hear. Let me tell you, pride will be like a fog around your discernment, because the devil will allow you to walk in that pride and not hear what the Lord's saying. We and others had given warning on the COVID crisis. We feel like there's some more coming. We shared that last week. So we're trying to be that voice in the earth to say, look, don't be surprised. That's just like Jesus said, see to it that you are not frightened, for these things must happen to take place. But that's not the end. We're not, you understand, these events are not the end. They're the birth pains until we come to that great and glorious day, which we're going to talk about later, which is Rosh Hashanah, which is that trump will sound and the dead in Christ will rise. And we're going to see this movement of heaven and earth becoming one. So with that, we just thought we'd do a little commemorative day. Thanks for listening and allowing me to talk a little bit about the past. but to speak to the future as well. We will not be frightened. Father, I thank you that your people, your righteous people, can be comforted by your wisdom, your insight. Lord, your ability to warn and let us know. And then also the strategy on how to help others. Pray for everybody here today. We remember the families. We pray for those and the workers and all the emergency care people that worked that day. We pray a blessing on their families today. Strengthen them, Lord, as they move forward. In the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening each and every day here on our podcast. We love you. Don't forget, we're coming into feast season. So starting this Friday night at 6:30, we'll be doing our Rosh Hashanah service. Don't miss it. If you're in the Shreveport-Bossier area, come and see it and be with us. If you're not, watch online as we share the truths of the feast. These are revelations that reveal why we are saved and the power of our salvation through Christ Jesus, for he is the feast, and he fulfilled them all. You can watch online at our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com, YouTube, Facebook, or go to our app. Thanks for joining us today. We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.